啊，让人在灵性上富足。
That he calls other people to be rich in the spirit.
让人在神主耶稣的恩典上富足。
He allow other people to be rich in grace.
啊，让人能够领受永生。
He allow other people to receive eternal life.
在人来看，保罗好像一无所有。
And in other people's eyes, it seems that Paul had nothing.
但是保罗他却是样样都有。
But Paul said he's possessing everything.
啊，所以保罗说，靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
So Paul said that I can do all things, with the one who strengthens me.
啊，这是何等美好的一种生活。
And how wonderful and great would be this kind of life.
啊，主耶稣要我们在神的面前富足。
And Jesus Christ wants us to be rich toward God.
啊，我们现在就一起来祷告。
Now I'd like to pray together.
啊，让我们看看我们要如何来回应主耶稣啊，神给我们各样的呼召。
Let us reflect upon how we can react to all of the callings that God has given us.
愿圣灵充满我们。
And may the Holy Spirit fill each one of us.
啊，让让我们都能够在神的面前富足。
That every one of us can be rich toward God.
啊，我们尽量到前面来一起祷告。
Let us all come forward to pray.
生活当中啊，最重要的就是神跟我们同住。
In our life, what's most important is that God dwells with us.
啊，必须在我们生活当中啊，神跟我们同住。那这也是可以成为是啊真实的。
And this can also become a reality.
但是我们也啊常常失去了神跟我们同住。
But most of the time, we would lose this abidance of God.
啊，所以在圣经里头，从旧约一直到新约，神不断的给我们这个应许，神要跟我们同住。
So in the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God continuously gives us this promise that He will abide with us.
我们请看撒加利亚书第二章。
Turn to the book of Zechariah, chapter 2.
撒加利亚书第二章第十节。
Zechariah chapter 2 verse 10.
锡安城啊，应当欢乐歌唱，因为我来要住在你们中间，这是主说的。
Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I'm coming and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord.
神，我们看不见。
We cannot see God.
但是神跟我们同住的时候是我们可以体验得到的。
But when God comes to dwell with us, this is something we can experience.
当神没有跟我们同住的时候，也是我们可以感受得到的。
And if God does not dwell with us, this is also something we can feel.
对当时的以色列百姓，因为神没有跟他们同住，他们就失去了他们应该有的欢乐。
For the people of Israel at that time, because God did not dwell with them, therefore they lost the joy they experienced.
所以神应许他们。应许他们说：“我来要住在你们中间。”
So God promised them that I will come to dwell in the midst of you.
所以这个锡安城就应当欢乐歌唱。
And then, so the city of Zion will rejoice.
这个锡安城就指着以色列百姓。
The city of Zion refers to the people of Israelites.
这在新约时代，这锡安城就指着神的教会、神的百姓。
In the New Testament, it refers to the church and refers to God's people.
教会是神所要同在的地方。
Church is the place where God abides.
这个每一个弟兄姐妹都是神要跟他同住的。
And every brother and sister, we are the ones who are dwelling with our Lord.
神跟我们同住我们才会有欢喜歌唱。
Only when God dwells with us, can we have rejoice? Can we sing songs?
当我们生活当中失去了这个欢喜歌唱我们就会直接到。神没有跟我们同住了。
And if we have lost the rejoicing and also the songs, then we will feel and know that God has not dwelt with us.
主耶稣他甚至亲自来到这个世界上。
And Lord Jesus Christ Himself, He even came to this world in flesh.
道成了肉身住在人的当中。
And He became a human being and He dwells with us amongst men.
让人的生活当中有恩典。有真理。
So the people's life can have grace and can experience truth.
有神各样的各样的 各样的祝福在生活当中。
Also, they can experience all kinds of blessings in their life.
啊，能够有，能够啊明白真理。
So that we can understand the truth.
约翰一书第五章说，圣灵就是真理。
In 1 John chapter 5, it says that the Holy Spirit is the truth.
啊，圣灵要带领人进入真理里头。
And the Holy Spirit will guide people into the truth.
啊，当主耶稣来到世界上，他周遭的人有很多人。就得到了神的同住。
When Jesus came into this world, many of them at that time experienced the abundance of the Lord.
啊，他们有恩典，有真理。
They have the grace and they have the truth.
啊，有真理就是他们认识了主耶稣，就是基督。
They have the truth because they understood that Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior.
啊，他们认识耶稣。
They know, they understand the Lord.
啊，所以当安德烈跟主耶稣同住。
Therefore, when Andrew, when he lived together with the Lord,
啊，他就去找着他的哥哥西门，说我们遇见了弥赛亚。
Afterwards, he tried to find his brother Simon and told him that we have found Messiah.
这个撒玛利亚，约翰福音第四章，撒玛利亚的妇人啊，她进城去。
And in John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman, she went back into the city.
她说我遇见了弥赛亚。
And she said that I have met the Christ.
啊，当神跟他同住的时候，啊，他就有恩典，他就有真理。
And when the Lord was with them, they experienced grace and they experienced truth.
啊，虽然当时主耶稣生活在他们的当中。
Even though at that time, Lord Jesus Christ indeed lived with them.
啊，但是还是有很多人是没有神跟他同住的。
But many people still did not have the dwelling of God with them.
啊，比如说这些法利赛人、文士，他们就没有真理，他们不知道耶稣就是基督。
For example, the Pharisees and the scribes, they do not have the truth. They do not recognize Jesus is the Messiah.
对，今天对我们来讲，什么是真理
？So today, what is the truth?
哦，许许多多的人是认识主耶稣的。
Many people today know the Lord Jesus.
但是却不认识主耶稣的身体，不认识教会。
But they do not know the body of Christ, that is the church.
所以主耶稣跟我们同住，我们才能够啊有真理，我们才能够啊认识他的身体。
So only when the Lord abides with us can we have the truth, can we know His body.
再请看撒加利亚书第二章十一节。
And Zechariah chapter 2:11.
那时必有许多国归附主，做他的子民，他要住在你们中间，你们就知道万军之主差遣我到你们那里去。
And many nations shall join to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. And then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
神应许说我要住在你们中间。
And God promised that I will live amongst you.
然后第十一节说到有许多的国来归附神做他的。
And verse 11 tells us that there are many nations that will join the Lord.
啊，这个更要实现在教会里头。
And this will happen, or be fulfilled in the church.
我们看到使徒教会啊，有许多的这些各国的人啊，他们进入的教会里头。
We see the apostolic church, many different people from all nations has entered into that church.
因为他们体验到神跟他们同住。
Because they experience that God abides with them.
他们领受了恩典，他们认识了耶稣，认识了这个教会这个团体。
They have received grace and they have known the Lord and they have come to understand about this gathering, the church.
当然，他们也看到了这教会里头这些弟兄姐妹他们的见证。
And of course, they also witnessed the testimonies of the brothers and sisters in the church.
今天我们也要成为神的见证。
Today, we also need to be witnesses of Lord Jesus.
我们要让人看到我们是神跟我们同住的。
We have to allow other people to see that we have the dwelling of God.
这是必须的，这也是可以的。
And this is necessary, and this could happen.
那到底神跟我们同住会是怎样的一个情况呢？
So when God dwells with us, what kind of situation will happen?
在启示录里头有一个非常详细的描述。
In the book of Revelation, there is a very clear description.
这也可以做我们的一个做我们常常的一个评估。 神，我们是不是神是不是仍然跟我们同住
？This also can be a measure for every one of us to see whether or not God is dwelling with us.
哦，神跟我们同住的生活是必须的，而且是可以有的。
And the abidance or the dwelling of the Lord together with us is something that is necessary and it is something that we can experience.
那这就记载在启示录的二十一章里头。
This is recorded in Revelation chapter 21.
在那里，在启示录二十一章提到说，神的帐幕在人间。
And in chapter 21, it talks about a tabernacle of God, in the midst of men.
在启示录二十一章第三节。
Verse 3, chapter 21, verse 3.
下半句话说，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民。
And here the latter part says that he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
有一些的翻译本说神的帐幕在人间。
Here it says that behold the tabernacle of God is with men.
帐幕跟圣殿比起来，这个圣殿应该是更加的这个辉煌啊，更加的荣耀才对。
And if we are to compare the tabernacle with the temple, we can say perhaps the temple would be more glorious.
这个大卫觉得说，这个神的帐篷哈，这个帐幕啊，这个有跟他所住的地方比起来啊，有点太这个不够美好。
David felt that the tabernacle of the Lord compared to his dwelling place, under comparison, he felt that wasn't good enough.
所以大卫啊，他就立志要为神建造圣殿。
So then David determined to build a temple for God.
因为那个会幕啊，是在这个出埃及啊，在这个旷野路上啊，所建造的。
For tabernacle was constructed when they have exited out of Egypt while they're in the wilderness. That is something that they have built.
虽然是用很好的材料啊，很仔细的去做成的这个帐幕。
And so it is built with a very good material, with a careful construction.
但是还是不能够跟圣殿来比。
But it still cannot compare to the physical temple.
但是这里却说不说神的圣殿在人间，说神的帐幕在人间。
But here it says that did not say that the temple of God is among men, but rather it says the tabernacle of God.
特别用这个比较简陋的比较不起眼的。来做描述。
We especially use this more simple and something that could be neglected to describe this.
但是重要的是他要神跟人同住。
But what's important is that God will dwell with man.
当神跟人同住的时候是怎样的一个恩典，怎样的一个生活呢
？So when God dwells with man, what kind of grace or blessing can we experience？
这是我们应该有的，也是我们可以有的。
And this is something we need to have, and it is something we can have.
二十一章第一节。
Chapter 21, verse 1.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and there was no more sea.
这个新天新地跟先前的天地一个最大的不同的地方就是这个海。
The greatest difference between a new heaven and earth compared to the one that passed away is that there's no sea.
当神跟我们同住啊，海就不再有了。
When God dwells with us, there's no more sea.
这个海指的是什么？
What does the ocean or the sea refer to?
这个海就是指着世界。
This sea refers to the world.
在圣经里头，这个世界也指着几个不同的层面。
In the Bible, this world also refers to several different aspects.
约翰福音三章十六节说主耶神是这么的爱世人，这么的爱世界。
In John chapter 3 verse 16, it says that the Lord so loved the world.The people in the world.
所以那个世界指的是世界上的人。
So that world refers to the people of the world.
约翰一书里头，约翰说，不要爱这个世界跟世界上的事情。
First John tells us not to love the world and the things in the world.
所以约翰有 有描述啊，他所指的这个世界是什么
？And John described what this world refers to.
啊，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
That is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and then pride of life.
啊，这里说海不再有了。
So it says here there's no more sea.
啊，那这里所指的世界是什么呢
？So what is this world here?
啊，请看以赛亚书五十七章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章，二十节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 20。
唯独恶人好像欢腾的海，不得平静，其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。
But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when he cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt.
这个海指着不平静的这一个世界。
This sea refers to this turning world.
这个世界之所以这样子不平静因为充满着许多的污秽淤泥。
And this world is in such a turmoil because it's very filthy and dirty.
所以在这个世界上因为很不平静，所以充满着许多的苦难。
Because this world is in such a turmoil, so there are many sufferings.
所以主耶稣说，在世上，在这个世界上，你们有苦难。
So Jesus said that in this world, you will have trouble.
这个世界上充满着很多的不平静。
In this world, there are many unpeaceful events.
几乎每一天都会有一些很不平安的很不平安的消息，在这个世界上的各个角落在发生着。
And almost every day, we hear unsettling news happening all over the world.
主耶稣说，但是在我里面，你们有平安。
But Jesus said that you will have enjoy, you will enjoy peace in me.
当神跟我们同在。
When the Lord dwells with us,
海不再有了。
There is no more sea.
在这个虽然生活在这个世界上，但是我们里头有平安。
Even though we live in this world, but inside us we enjoy peace.
这个海不再有了。
So no more sea.
请看启示录二十章。
Turn back to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
这里说到撒旦要被扔在无底坑里头关闭。
Talks about the Satan will be cast into the pit and to be imprisoned there.
再看第七节。
Let us read verse 7.
说那一千年完了，撒旦要从监牢里被释放。
And when a thousand years has expired, Satan will be released from his prison.
所以这个。哪里是无底坑
？So where is this endless pit？
就是一个监牢就是一个撒旦被关、被限制的地方。
It is a prison for Satan, where Satan is restricted.
现在撒旦被捆绑。
Now, Satan is being bound.
他被放在无底坑里头。
It is placed in this endless pit.
他受了限制。
Yeah, he is bounded.
所以今天只要我们愿意我们可以在信仰上不断的来追求，来长进。
So today, as long as we're willing, we can pursue to grow and advance in our faith.
只要一个人愿意追求神他可以认真的追求、寻求神，而来认识神，来领受救恩。
As long as one is willing, they may come to know God. They may come to accept the salvation and come to pursue growth in faith.
因为撒旦被捆绑、被限制。
It is because Satan he is bounded and imprisoned.
那二十章的第七节说，这个一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放。
But verse 7 says that when the thousand years expired, the Satan will be released.
所以那个无底坑就是监狱。
So that endless pit is the prison.
那这个监狱在哪里
？Where is this prison?
请看启示录十八章。
Turn to Revelation chapter 18.
启示录十八章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节，他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之窃鸟的巢穴。”
And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a habitation of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird.
这里说这个大巴比伦啊，就是这些污秽之灵的巢穴，或者是它的监狱。
And here says this great Babylon is prison of the demons.
所以那个无底坑就是监狱。
So that endless pit is the prison.
那个监狱啊，就是大巴比伦城。
That prison was the great Babylon.
那大巴比伦城在哪里
？Where is this great Babylon？
这个大巴比伦城，有人说美国就是大巴比伦。
There are people who said that the United States is the Great Babylon.
有人说洛杉矶就是大巴比伦。
Some people say Los Angeles is the Great Babylon.
纽约就是大巴比伦。
Or New York is a Great Babylon.
巴黎就是大巴比伦。
Or Paris is a Great Babylon.
上海就是大巴比伦。
Or Shanghai is a Great Babylon.
台北就是大巴比伦。
Or Taipei is a Great Babylon.
这个大巴比伦就是在这个世界上。
And this great Babylon exists in this world.
再请看启示录十三章第二十章十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 13.
启示录二十章十三节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 13.
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them.
这里说这个海交出其中的死人。
Here says that the sea gave up those who were dead in it.
这个世界交出了其中的死人。
The world gave up the dead who died in it.
主耶稣曾经说，让死人去埋葬他们的死人。
Jesus once said that let the dead bury the dead.
很多。活在这个世界上的人，其实在神来看是死人。
There are many people, though they live in this world, but to Jesus, they are dead.
一个还没有领受救恩的人，还没有领受救恩的人，在神来看他是死的。
A person who has not yet received salvation, in the eyes of God, they are dead.
就是跟还没有这个跟第一次复活没有关系的那个就是死的。
And the people, those people who has nothing to do with the resurrection, those people are considered dead.
什么是第一次的复活
？What is the first resurrection？
当我们接受赦罪的洗礼。
When we receive the water baptism.
我们那个罪人跟主耶稣同死同埋葬。
When our sinful self.Is buried and died together with Christ.
当我们从水里上来，我们跟主耶稣同复活。
When we rise up again from the water, we have resurrected together with Christ.
在主耶稣基督里头，我们成为活人，成为新人。
Within the Lord, we have become a living and a new person.
所以十三节这里说海交出其中的死人。
Therefore, verse 13 says that the sea gave up the dead.
当主耶稣再来的时候
，When Lord Jesus comes again.
有一些人虽然活着。
Even though there are some people who have died,
活着。
I'm sorry. Even though there are some people who are still living,
但是在神来看他是死的。
But in the eyes of God, they're dead.
所以主耶稣来了，他们要面对着主耶稣的审判。
Therefore, when Jesus comes, they have to face Jesus' judgment.
所以世界上交出这些死人来。
Therefore, the world will give up the dead.
那死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
And the death and Hades also deliver up the dead.
那些肉体已经死了的人，他们还在神眼中本来就是死的。
Those who are physically dead in the eyes of God, they are already dead.
照着约翰福音第五章所说的，他们也都要复活在主耶稣面前接受审判。
And in John chapter 5, it says that these people will also resurrect, but they will receive judgment before the Lord.
他们是属于死亡的和阴间的。
They belong to death and the death and the Hades.
所以死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
Therefore, the death and Hades, they also deliver up the dead.
启示录十三章。
Revelation chapter 13.
启示录十三章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠，十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。
And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising out of the sea, having seven heads and horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name.
这里说兽也是从海中上来。
Talks about this beast, rising up from the sea.
这个就是海，这个就是世界。
This is the sea, this world.
这个撒旦所迷惑所工作的地方。
This is the place, where Satan deceives people, where Satan works.
新天新地里头海不再有了。
In a new heaven and a new earth, there is no more sea.
我们不再是生，我们不再受这个巴比伦来影响我们。
We are no longer influenced, by the Great Babylon.
我们不再因为这个世界上的这些潮流、这些风吹草动来影响我们。
We will no longer be, affected or influenced by the trends or the flow of this world.
这撒旦的，我们也不再受撒旦的作为来影响了我们的信仰。
And we will no longer be affected, by the works of Satan.
我们更不再是属于那个死人的那一部分。
And we will not belong, to those, that are dead.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章十五节。
John chapter 17, verse 15.
十五节，主耶稣说：“我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。”
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
当我们领受救恩之后，我们没有马上离世。
When we receive salvation, it is not that we immediately pass away from the world.
我们还生活在这个地面上。
We still live in this world.
主耶稣说。我不求你叫他们离开世界。
And Jesus said that I did not pray that you take them out of the world.
我们仍然生活在这人群的当中。
Because we still live among the people, the human beings.
因为天上的真神他爱世界上的人。
Because the God in heaven loves everyone in this world.
他要我们成为这世界上的人的光。
He wants us to become the light, of the people of the world.
他要让世界上的人因为我们而来看见耶稣，来认识耶稣，主耶稣。
He wants, the people in the world to see us, because of us, that they will come to believe in Christ.
但是在我们的生活当中，海不再有了。
But in our life, since there is no more sea.
我们已经脱离了那个恶者。
Since we have been, separated from the evil one.
十六节。
Verse 16.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Now they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
我们不属于那欢腾动荡的那一个世界。
We do not belong to the, world that turns and that toss and turns.
我们不属于那个大巴比伦。
We do not belong to that great Babylon.
我们不属于那个兽。
We do not belong to that beast.
再请看回，启示录二十一章。
Turn back to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章第五节。
Chapter 21, verse 5.
做宝座说：“看哪，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
For he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful."
神跟我们同住啊，所以一切都更新了。
And says that God dwells with us, and that everything is changed anew.
一个有神同住的人，他跟神的关系啊，跟神就有一个新的关系。
A person who has the dwelling of God, he will have this new relationship with God.
这就是领受救恩所要带给我们的果效。
And this is the fruit of receiving the salvation.
我们像罗马书第五章第一节所说的。我们因信称义。
Recorded in Romans chapter 5 verse 1, that we are justified by faith.
我们跟神和好了。
We have been reconciled with God.
就站在我们今天所站的这个恩典当中。
Therefore, we stand in this place of grace. When we stand,
让我们的生活当中海不再有了。
So that in our life there is no more sea.
一切都要更新了。
And everything needs to change anew.
在跟神有这样新的关系之下，我们来追求一个属灵的生活。
Under this new relationship with God, we pursue after a spiritual life.
这跟过去的生活不再一样。
This life has to be different from the previous life.
这样的生活跟我们周遭的这些世人的生活是不一样的。
This life has to be different from the people's life that are close to us.
这是我们必须有的，而且是可以有的。
And this is something we need to have, and it's something that we can have.
在新约圣经里头的这些古圣徒，他们就是这样子，让他们一切都更新了。
And this is how the saints in the New Testament renew their lives.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
For the love of Christ constrains us, because we judge this, that if one died for all, then all died.
我们之所以跟神有一个新的和平的关系，就是因为主耶稣基督的爱，主耶稣基督的为我们受死。
We can once again have this new relationship with God. It is because our Lord Jesus Christ has died for us because of his love.
这个爱不是只有发生在我们接受洗礼的时候。
This love does not only happen at the moment when we receive baptism.
这个爱是要一直的在我们的生活当中。
This love will continue on in our lives.
这个爱让我们一直跟神维持着这一个和平的关系，和好的关系。
This love will allow us to have this peaceful relationship with God.
这个爱要让我们不断的来追求一个更新的生活。
This life will cause us to want to pursue a renewed life.
所以保罗说，基督的爱激励他。
Therefore, Paul said that the love of God constrains him.
什么时候失去了基督的爱，什么时候就失去了这个过新生活的力量。
Whenever we will lose the love of God, we will lose the strength to live the new life.
十五节
That is 3 verse 15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
什么是新的生活？
What is a new life?
就是不再为自己活，乃是为主而活的生活。
That is, we no longer live for ourselves, but the lives living for the Lord.
这是一个必须要有的改变。
This is a change that is necessary.
这也是可以有的一个改变。
And this is a change that we can experience.
因为主耶稣他已经爱我们了。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, he already loved us.
因为神不断地应许我们，他要跟我们同住。
Because God keep promised us that he will dwell with us.
这不是一个理想，这可以是一个事实。
This is not an ideal, but it can be a reality.
十六节。
That's 3 verse 16.
所以我们从今以后不再凭着外貌认人的，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, but yet now we know him thus no more.
过去保罗凭着外貌来认耶稣。
Before Paul recognized the Lord by our appearance.
所以他不能够知道主耶稣就是基督。
And so he could not understand that why Lord Jesus is the Savior.
所以他逼迫教会，逼迫主耶稣。
Therefore he persecuted the church, persecuted Christ.
所以这里他说他不再凭着外貌来认耶稣了。
So here he says that he will no longer know the Lord by flesh.
这样他才能够有一个他才能够真的有新天新地的生活。
So then he can have this life of the new heaven and new earth.
所以启示录二十一章说神的帐幕在人间。
So Revelation chapter 21 says that the tabernacle of God is amongst men.
我们也不再凭外貌来看 神的教会。
Therefore, we no longer should judge the church, the our appearance of the church.
或许我们所看到的不是圣殿，所看到的是帐幕。
Perhaps the things that we see is not a temple, but just a tabernacle.
但是启示录他刻意的用帐幕这个字眼，不是用圣殿这个字眼。
But we know in Revelation that it uses tabernacle, but not the word temple.
虽然看起来不是圣殿是帐幕，但是我们真的可以去体验到神跟我们同住。
Though it seems that it is not the temple, but the tabernacle, but we can truly experience the abidance of God.
海不再有了。
And there will be no more sea.
那是怎样的生活呢？
What kind of life is that?
请看启示录二十一章。
Turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章第四节。
Chapter 21, verse 4.
二十一节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
这里提到几件事情。
Here mentioned about several things.
当神跟我们同住的时候，我们所能够有的生活。
This is a life that we can have when God dwells with us.
第一个，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
First of all, God will wipe away every tear.
那种需要得安慰的眼泪，就是需要被擦去的眼泪。
The tears that needs comfort, it is the tears that that need to be wiped away.
当神跟我们同住。他成为我们的安慰。
When God dwells with us, He will become our comfort.
人生本来就是一个充满着泪水的人生。
Our life is a life that is filled with tears.
我们用哭着来到这个世界上。
We came into this world by crying.
在我们成长的过程里头，充满着心酸，充满着很多的泪水。
In the process of growth, we have been through many troubles and many difficulties.
人也是哭着来离开这个世界。
And likewise, we also cry by sending people off.
人生本来就是充满着需要得安慰的人生。
And our life is a life that needs to be comforted.
有时候我们在想说，主耶稣的救恩，主耶稣为我们预备救恩。
And sometimes we think about that the Lord has prepared us salvation.
主耶稣为什么需要从婴孩一直这样子到他长大成人出来传福音？
Why would Lord Jesus need to come as a form of a baby, gradually grow up, and then he would preach?
他经过了一个很完整的所谓的人生。
He has been through this complete human life.
这也就是为什么主耶稣能够擦去我们的眼泪。
This is the reason why Lord Jesus Christ can wipe away our tears.
当我们需要得到安慰的时候，怎样我们能够觉得得安慰
？At the moment when we need to be comforted, how can we be sure that we will receive comfort?
当别人他了解我们。
It is when other people they understand us.
那我们才真的可以从这个人来得到安慰。
Then we can receive comfort from those people.
虽然我们常常有很多人是很关心我们
，Though there are many people who would show concern to us，
但是总是少了那一份了解
，But it often lack that understanding。
真的，我们人跟人之间充满着许多的不了解。
It's true that between human relationship we have many misunderstandings。
所以我们常常有那个关心，但是并没有真正达到那个安慰。
So oftentimes we have concerns for each other。But we cannot reach the level of comfort.
神要擦去我们的眼泪。
But God will wipe away our tears.
因为主耶稣他知道我们。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, He understands us.
因为他跟我们一样来经历了整个人生。
Because like us, He has experienced life just like us.
所以在福音书里头也刻意的提到几次主耶稣的哭。
Therefore, in the Gospels, many times it mentioned about how Lord Jesus Christ wept.
主耶稣来到拉撒路的家里，主耶稣哭了。
When Jesus came to the house of Lazarus, he wept.
他亲自的来尝受到这个亲人病重病逝的这个场面。
He experienced himself there that the sickness and the death of a beloved relative.
当 主耶稣跟门徒提到耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候，主耶稣也哭了。
And when Jesus mentioned about the Jerusalem temple in Jerusalem, to his disciples, he also wept.
啊，他可以看到将要发生在耶路撒冷的那一个啊悲惨的事情。
Because he could see, what was the great tragedy that would happen in Jerusalem.
啊，在战争战乱之下，人们所遭受到的那一切的悲剧悲惨。
Now, all of the pain and sufferings one would experience under the wartime.
主耶稣在客西马尼园里头大声流泪哀哭恳求。
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus cried out loudly to pray.
面对着那个最大的试炼。
Facing the greatest trial.
要面对着最大的苦行。
Facing the greatest pain and suffering.
所以难怪希伯来书的作者他能够深深的知道说，这个主耶稣他知道我们。
No wonder the book of Hebrew, the author, he could understand that the Lord, he knows us.
所以他说我们可以坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。
Therefore, we can come boldly onto the throne of mercy.
他知道，他原是知道我们的苦楚。
Because he understands all of our sufferings.
所以。神要擦去我们的眼泪。
Therefore, God will wipe away our tears.
我们总是能够从主耶稣那里来得到真正的安慰。
For we can always receive the true comfort from our Lord Jesus Christ.
真的，在很多的时候，我们很无助的时候，得不到安慰的时候，就是向主耶稣祷告。
It's true that many times when we are helpless, when we need a comfort, we'll pray. The only thing we can do is pray to the Lord.
有时候环境并没有改变。
Sometimes the environments may not change.
但是我们的心已经得到了安慰。
But our heart, we have already received comfort.
我们的心境已经改变了。
Our heart has been transformed.
这个海已经不再有了。
There will be no more sea.
启示录二十一章第四节说到说不再有死亡。
And in chapter 21 verse 4 it says that there will be no more death.
请看启示录二十章。
Turn to Revelation chapter 20.
二十章第六节。
Verse 6.
在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄。
Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power.
看得见的肉体的这个死亡啊，这个是睡着了。
This physical death that we can see, this means that people sleep.
这让也会让我们觉得舍不得，但是这个不是绝望，也不是最可怕的。
Even though we feel quite unwilling, but this is not absolute and it is not the end.
如果我们是一个爱神、常常有神同住的人，那这是一个安息。
If we love the Lord and have the abidance of God, then this.Sleeping is a rest.
最可怕的是这里所说的第二次的死。
What's the most fearful is the second death recorded here.
但是在头一次复活有份的第二次的死在他身上没有权柄。
But he who has part in the first resurrection, death has no power over it.
我们刚才已经提到，这个头一次的复活就是发生在我们受洗的时候。
So we have mentioned already the first resurrection happens at the moment of our baptism.
所以为什么圣经里头所说的这个一洗是这么的重要
？So why is it so important about this one baptism recorded in the Bible？
让我们真的对死亡不害怕，就是因为这一点。
The reason why we are not afraid of death, it is because of this very reason。
那不再有死亡，当然也指着不再有婚礼婚别。
And so no more death means that there's no more separation。
我们每一个在第一次复活有份的。我们知道将来在主耶稣所预备为我们所预备的地方我们都要 在那里这个相见联合。
For we know that those who take part in the first resurrection in the future will once again see each other before the Lord.
想想看这种不再有死亡的生活这是何等的荣耀何等的宝贵。
And to think about this life that has no more separation, how precious and how wonderful it would be.
不再有悲哀哭嚎疼痛。
There will be no more sorrow, crying, nor pain.
病痛常常给我们带来这样的一个生活。
Our illness will often bring us this kind of life.
病总是带来疼痛。
Illness will bring pain.
病总是让人带来悲哀哭嚎。
And illness will bring us sorrow and crying.
带着血肉之体的没有一个不会生病的。
With the physical flesh, there's none of us who would escape illness.
所以带着这个血肉之体，我们会去遇到会有这些病痛的事情。
So with our physical body, we will encounter all these sicknesses.
但是我们可以去面对，甚至可以去超越。
But we can face them, and we can even surpass it.
请看罗马书第八章。
Turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18。
保罗说：“我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
”For I consider the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us。
肉体是会有病痛，但是是可以超越它的。
Physically, we will have illnesses, but we can overcome it.
保罗说他现在有苦楚。
And Paul said that I now have suffering.
当然，保罗的苦楚不是只有单方面的。
Of course, we know the suffering of Paul is not just one aspect.
在为了传福音、为了信仰受逼迫，这是一种苦楚。
For the sake of preaching the gospel, he was persecuted. This is one suffering.
在这种劳累危险的环境里头，这是一种苦楚。
And also he labored, and he was always under danger. That is also a type of suffering.
他不是超人，所以被鞭子打、被石头打，不是不会痛。
He is not a Superman. Therefore, when he was whipped, when he was stoned, he will experience pain.
当没有东西吃的时候，他也是饿的。
And when he had nothing to eat, he will also feel hungry.
所以他说，我现在是有苦楚的。
So he said that I consider I have suffering at the present time.
保罗也曾经说他身上有一根刺。
And Paul also mentioned that he has a thorn in his body.
我们常常这个用他或许是他身上的一个疾病来描述这一根刺。
And often we describe this thorn as a illness in him.
所以保罗身上也有病痛。
Therefore, Paul experienced illnesses.
但是保罗说这个不足介意了。
But Paul said that this is not worthy to be compared to.
因为信心让他看见了那个将来更大的荣耀。
Because his faith allowed him to see the glory that is to come in the future.
其实更让人应该去在意的，倒不是这个肉体的病痛。
Because what people should really be concerned of is not the physical illness.
更要在意的是我们的罪。
What we need to be concerned about is our sins.
有一次，主耶稣跟这些税吏、罪人在一起用饭。
One time, Lord Jesus Christ was dining with the tax collector and the sinners.
这个法利赛人就对耶稣有所批评。
And the Pharisees, they tried to criticize the Lord.
主耶稣他说，有病的人才用得着医生。
Jesus answered, only those who are sick needs a physician.
这些税吏、这些罪人、这些犯罪的人。他们才是这才是更可怕的疾病。
And these tax collector, these sinners, these people are those people who are ill and sick.
罪这一种这个罪的这个层面更是让人悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
And sin alone will cause people to cry and to feel sorrowful and to suffer in pain.
这个更是应该去被医治的。
And this is something that requires healing.
主耶稣他要医治我们这些罪人。
And Jesus want to heal every one of the sinners.
那我们一个领受救恩之后的人。
So each one of us who have received God's salvation.
主耶稣仍然要不断的来医治我们生活当中的这些软弱缺陷。
And Lord Jesus Christ will continue to heal our shortcomings and weaknesses in our life.
这是我们应该有的，也是我们可以有的。
This is something we need to have and something we can have.
我们生活上的这些软弱有没有得到的医治呢？
All of the weaknesses in our life, Are these weaknesses cured?
哦，主耶稣，神有没有跟我们同住？
Has the Lord dwell with us?
哦，如果我们还过着这些缺欠软弱的生活，我们就仍然是在疼痛哭嚎里头。
If we still live under our weaknesses and sin, we still live under crying and sorrow and suffering.
主耶稣要医治我们。
And Lord Jesus Christ will heal us.
我们要邀请他，渴慕他来跟我们同住。
We have to invite him and long for his dwelling.
如果我们还是生活在这种悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛里头，我们怎么会有见证？
If we still live under this crying, this sorrow, and this suffering, how can we have testimonies?
啊，这常常是我们忽略掉的。
And these are the things often we neglect.
所以在我们生活当中就常常没有了见证。
So often in our life, we will lose to become a witness.
因为我们没有办法彰显出神跟我们同住。
Because we cannot show that God is living with us.
啊，最后我们再请看启示录